हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं भवामहे कविं कवेनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजमस्तु सर्वं जगदम्बार्पणमस्तु सर्वं ब्रह्मार्पणमस्तु ओम शांति 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 to 35th verse Karika, second line onwards till the 38th verse. Turiya Swarupam is presented there. So we last time we stopped with the 38th verse. Let's see that once. Grahona tatra no sargaha. तत्र नोत्सर्गः चिन्ता यत्र न विद्यते आत्मसंस्थं तदा ज्ञानम् अजातिसमतां गतम् सुतुरीय चैतन्यम् Turiya Atma, Chaitanyam, being free from the consciousness, being free from all sorts of transactions, free from all actions, free from all actions, is implied here saying, Tatra na grahaha na utsargaha. There is neither reception or giving on the part of the consciousness. Which means Atma Chaitanyam is of the nature of actionlessness, motionlessness. Which means not even subtle transactions are there. The physical movements, what we see externally, or subtle movements, subtle actions on the part of the mind, such as thinking, feeling, etc., even though subtle form or gross form, there are no transactions at all on the part of Chaitanyam. Absolutely, it's free from all actions and motions. That is what is very clearly stated by the first line. Yatra chinta na vidyate, yatra na utsargaha, Yatrana Grahaha. Then later on, the second sentence talks about the self-knowledge, which means the person who has the vision of the Turiya Chaitanyam as the content of I, as the substance of the substantive I, as a swarupam of one's own self. For such a person of vision of the truth as one's own self, there is no second thing other than the truth. Atma eva satyam. Atma is the only secondless non-dual reality. Turiya Chaitanyam is the only secondless non-dual reality. Which means anything else other than Atma is Mithya. And Mithya is non-countable, therefore Mithya is as good as non-existent, and what is there for him is only Satyam. All that is here is only Satyam. Turiyam Chaitanyam. Everything is Satyam means what is Satyam for him? The external world which is perceived, the entire objective universe is Mithya. Mithya means Mithya is nothing but appearance of Satyam, the consciousness. What about then one's own physical body is included in the external objective universe? Body, mind, senses, everything here is including the extent, the objective universe, subtle and gross universe. Therefore, consciousness alone is satyam. Even when one has to see here, even one's own mind is also what? Mind is also the mind through which you know the external world. Now even you arrive at your sarupma for your own self, all that mind also is mithya, is part of the objective universe. And understanding mind also is mithya. Not everything else is mithya, mind is also mithya. Mind is as, you know, non-substantial as anything else in the world. So understanding the mithyatam of the mind is what? Amani bhavaha mano nashaha. We saw that already. And mind also is mithya means, what about the knowledge of the truth which takes place in the mind? Knowledge of, you know, the self-knowledge, which also, knowledge of the truth, Atma, the Tratyam, the truth, which takes place in the mind, which is called what? Which is Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam. Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam. Or other is called Jnana Vrittihi. That Jnana Vrittihi also is what? Even the knowledge of the truth, the Atma, which rises the Turiyam, the consciousness being, the only reality, that knowledge also is mithya. Anything mithya is what? Anything mithya is satyam brahma. Like ocean is water. So mithya is brahma. The second line says, Atma samstham is where we stopped last class. Atma samstam jnanam. Even the knowledge of the self also. Atma samstam means what? Is it absorption of the mind in the Atma? Atma samstam. And then, which means the clear vision of the self also is Brahman. And here, the Brahman is, the word, beautiful word here. Samatam gatam ajati. It sounds as a long sentence, isn't it? A long word. Samatam gatam ajati is equal to Brahma. So, Atma samstam jnanam is also Brahma. To say that, the self-knowledge is Atma jnanam also is what? Brahma. So, that's also Atma only. The knowledge of the self also is self. Atma jnanam also is Atma, Turiya Atma Adik Chaitanyam. Is it clear? Which means, samatam gatam ajati. Here the word Brahman is meant by the word, implied by the word ajati. The reality, the consciousness, Atma, the Brahman, is known by the term in this verse, ajati. So, ajati means, It literally means free from birth. Okay, not belong to any species, because it is free from birth, it is birthless. Birthless implies what? Deathless, which endless. Endlessness implies what? Changelessness. So Atma, the Turiya Chaitanyam, which is of the nature of changelessness, Ajati. Not only that, and Samatam Gatam is, you know, which is all pervasive, which remains this one and the same in everything. So, samatam gatam ajati is equal to Brahman. Is it clear now? So, self-knowledge also is Brahma. How is it said? Samatam gatam ajati. Samatam gatam is adjective for Brahma, the ajati. So, that which remains the same, pervading everything, being free from changes, isn't it? Changelessly. That is the samatam gatam ajati is equal to turiya atma chaitanyam brahma. You have to remember that. Now, we'll go to 39th verse. அஸ்பர்ஷ யோகோ வை நாம துர்தர்ஷ சர்வ யோகிபிஹி யோகினோ பிப்யதி ஹ்யஸ்மாத் அபயே பயதர்ஷினஹ அஸ்பர்ஷ யோகோ வை நாம துர்தர்ஷ சர்வ யோகிபிஹி யோகினோ பிப்யதி ஹ்யஸ்மாத் அபயே பயதர்ஷினஹ சி துரிய ஞானம் ஆத்ம ஞானம் பிரம்ம ஞானம் தத்துவ ஞானம் யூ நோ ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் சினானிமஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் மீன் தி சேம் சோ ஹியர் ப்ரீவியஸ்லி கௌடபாச்சாரியாஜி மென்ஷன்ட் ஆத்ம சத்திய அனுபோதஹ ஆத்மசத்திய அனுபோதக மீன்ஸ் வாட் தி அசர்டைன்ட் விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா பீயிங் தி செல்ஃப் பீயிங் தி ஒன்லி ரியாலிட்டி தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பீயிங் தி செல்ஃப் செல்ஃப் பீயிங் தி ஒன்லி ரியாலிட்டி நான் டிவல் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் ஆத்மசத்திய அனுபோதக இட் மீன்ஸ் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் வாஸ் மென்ட் பை தி வேர்ட் ஆத்மசத்திய அனுபோதக நவ் இன் திஸ் வர்ஸ் Atma Jnanam is mentioned by another word, Asparsha Yogaha. Asparsha Yogaha is equal to Atma Satya Anubodaha. Atma Satya Anubodaha is equal to Turiya Jnanam. Atma Jnanam. Self-knowledge is mentioned by another word here. Asparsha Yogaha. The word yogaha in this context means jnanam. And the word asparshaha implies turiya chaitanyam. Why turiya chaitanyam, the consciousness is implied by the word asparshaha? Because sparshaha literally means touch. Touch implies, stands for what? Connection. Sambandaha, relation, association. So association, connection, relation, all sambandaha, all these are implied by the word sambandaha, relation. And here, what is the swarupam of the turiya chaitanyam? I'm using only the word turiyam here. Okay, so turiyam means now you have to take implied meaning of the word turiyam is atma, the consciousness. So turiyam is known by the word here asparsha because consciousness is free from all relations. Relationlessness, connectionlessness is what needs in the swarupam of the atma. What relation, what connection, what sambandaha does Atma have? No connection. Is it? What connection does the light have with any of the opaque things which shine in the light? No connection. Isn't it? Therefore, Atma is free from relations, connections. So Sangha Varjitaha, Atma is Sangha Varjitaha, Atma is Sambandha Rahitaha, Atma is free from all relations, relationships. So relationlessness is the nature of Atma. Isn't it true? Why? Because ஒன்லி ஆத்மா ஈஸ் வாட் நான் டியூவல் செகண்ட்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி. ஐம் கோயிங் ஸ்டெப் பை ஸ்டெப் நவ். ஆத்மா ஈஸ் த த்ரீ கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஈஸ் ஒன், நாட்லி ஒன், ஒன்லி ரியாலிட்டி. வாஸ் ஐ சே கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் ஒன், ஒன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஒன்லி ரியாலிட்டி. ஒன்லி ரியாலிட்டி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? செகண்ட்லெஸ் நான் டியூவல் ரியாலிட்டி, which means all that is there is only consciousness turiyam. When there is no second thing, how can there be relation or connection or association? With reference to ocean, what connection, relationship, association does the water have with the ocean or any of the waves or drops or ripples or whatever it is? What connection, relationship, relation, association does the light have with any of the opaque things? Similarly, Turiyam, the consciousness, also is free from, you know, all relations, because relationship is possible, relations are possible, connections are possible, associations are possible, only sambandham is possible, sambandha is possible only in duality. There must be more than one for any relation to be there, isn't it? There is no second thing means where is the connection, where is the relation? You have to see from the standpoint of pure awareness, consciousness. Therefore, Atma is known by the word Asparshaha. And knowledge of the Atma, the Asparshaha, is what? Asparsha Yogaha. Now you can say Atma Jnanam or Asparsha Yogaha also. It's not quite familiar, isn't it? Asparsha Yogaha. Is it clear now? See, here you take the Prathama Padaha. You can take the Vishwaha first. In Vishwaha, there is division. There is duality, isn't it? There is duality. Therefore, relationship is possible, relations are possible. With reference to even Taijasaha, there is division, duality, Dvaitam is there, relations are possible. Even in Taijasa, the Prajna, even in Prajnaha, there is duality is possible. Why? Potentially duality is still there. Therefore, relations are what now? Ships are there potentially. Connections are there still potentially. Whereas come to Turiyam, Turiyatma. So, Vishwaha involves what? Duality. Therefore, Sambandaha is possible. Taijasaha involves what? Duality. Therefore, relations are there. Even Prajnaha, now you should remember all these words, okay? I can't explain again. Prajnaha, also what? There's potentially duality is there, therefore potentially relations are there. What about consciousness? Turiyaha, Vishve, Taijase, Prajne, Dvaitam asti. Yatra dvaitam, where there is duality, there is sambandha. Bhavatyeva, isn't it? Whereas Turiya Chaitanye, there is no sambandha or whatsoever, ever. So Atma is called what now? Asparshaha. Is it clear now? You should remember why Asparshaha means, isn't it? Sparsha Rahitaha Atma, Sangha Rahitaha, Sambandha Rahitaha. asparsha. So discovering the self, one's own swarupam, being, consciousness, which is free from relations and relationships. So discovery of the relationless consciousness is called what? Asparsha Yogaha. Self-knowledge is Asparsha Yogaha. Okay, good, next word now. Asparsha Yogaha, Asparsha Yogo Vai Nama, the self-knowledge is very well known, popularly known. Nama means, Nama means known, well known, popularly known. Ati prasiddham. Atmajnanam ati prasiddham. But still, what happens? Because self-knowledge is the very aim of the Upanishads. The very study of the Upanishads, Vedanta Shastram, is for what? For this Atmajnanam only. That's why it is very well known Nama. But still, that self-knowledge, he says, Durdarshaha, Durdarshaha Sarva Yogi Bihi. The self, the Sturiya Atma, where there is no duality, understand? Non-dual, secondless reality is consciousness. Therefore, most abstract vastu, subtlest reality. Therefore, it is very difficult for, very difficult to comprehend for those people who are given to the pursuit of knowledge. So, sarva yogi bihi durdarshaha. Listen, yogi bihi means, here in this, the word yogi, in different contexts, the word yogi means differently. But in this context, you can take this word yogi as what? The one who is given to the pursuit of knowledge. Those who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge are yogi, yoginaha. So, sarvesham yoginam, for all those people. See, there are many people who have purushartha nischaya, who know the value of knowledge, they are given to the pursuit of knowledge. But for all the people, it is not easy. Even all of us may be interested in self-knowledge. All of us may be given to the pursuit of self-knowledge, but it is not easy for all. So, durdarshaha, it is not easily accomplishable. Atmajnanam is not easy. Durdarshaha means what? Not easily accomplishable, comprehensible for all the jignasus, all the mukshus, for all the seekers, for all those who pursue this knowledge. Why? Because of the abstractness of the truth, subtleness of this truth. Because you have to see what is the truth here. What is the truth? No, because the truth is the truth of the whole. The whole, the very meaning of the whole is incomprehensible for us. We use W-H-O-L-E, we easily write it. The whole. How much have we comprehended the meaning of the word whole? The whole is what? Murumai, anaitthum. The truth of the whole, which is in the form of the very existence of the whole. There is no existence other than the truth. And that truth, that is why if you know the meaning of the word existence, sat, then you know the truth. You always understand existence, what now, in relation to something, isn't it? Existence of the world, existence of this person, existence of this object. What is existence? Isn't it? The meaning of the word existence, without seeing it as the existence of something, what is existence itself? There is no meaning. You cannot find an object for the word existence. Existence is nothing but pure awareness, mere consciousness. The one consciousness is the existence. Just as water, the H2O, is found in the form of existence of the ocean, it is the consciousness which is in the form of the existence of the universe. There is no existence other than consciousness. How abstract it is. And that consciousness, where do you find? Not as an object. All pervasive, in and through. It is there, penetrating, permeating, pervading everywhere. It is only consciousness. But that consciousness you discover as the very swarupam of your mind, very swarupam of the ahankara, I thought. Is it? Then you resolve the mind which you discover as, with the help of which, where you discover the mind, that very mind you resolve as mithya. Like you search, you see the pot, you arrive at the clay, and then what now? Only through the pot you arrive at the clay, but then you resolve the very pot and that very clay, they are saying there is no pot. Understand? Similarly here, in the very mind you discover the awareness. And then what now? You say the mind also is mithya. That means what is the trutyam then? The mere pure awareness alone is satyam. And that awareness is what? Only reality. Secondless reality. Non-dual reality. Ekam satyam. Advayam satyam. Advitiyam satyam. Non-dual, secondless reality. That consciousness. Therefore, what now? Then, there is no I. There is no this. There is no that. Which means what? You see the plurality, you appreciate the duality, perceive the duality, but in spite of perceiving the duality, you are very clear, but it's all mithya. There's no real duality. In spite of perceiving the plurality of waves, you have to say what? They're all mithya. They're only satyam, water. Similarly, you have to say this only reality, the awareness. This vision is what? Atma-jnanam. Atma-jnanam means knowledge of the truth, the all-pervasive, innermost essence, the awareness, the consciousness. Therefore, reality happens to be the most abstract, subtlest reality. The knowledge of the Atma is not easily accomplishable, comprehensible for all the aspirants of the truth. But Durdarshaha, why he is talking all these things? No, he is preparing us for something else. Remember. don't think it's all very important lesson to know. And we say, once you understand this fact, what is the fact? What is fact? What is my perception? Like, in my perception, there is a sunrise, there is a sunset, but I'm convinced of the fact of sun not rising, sun not setting. Even though, in spite of my perception of this earth being stationary, I'm convinced of the fact that earth is not stationary. Isn't it? Similarly, in spite of perceiving the gross universe, innumerably countless forms and names of the gross objects, and subtle functions, subtle manifestations, I perceive how subtle things are behind all the gross life forms. Seeing everything, a conviction must be there. Or what is the conviction? There is no truth, the reality, other than pure awareness, the pure consciousness, the Turiya Atma, the Turiyam Chaitanyam. Okay? Therefore, then there is no second thing other than Turiya Atma means that this Atma, the Turiya Chaitanyam, is the only source of security. There is nothing else which is the source of security. Okay. Therefore, non-dual reality is the security, and there is insecurity definitely in duality. There is no security in duality. There is fear, there is anxiety, there is tension, there is stress, there is definitely fear. Duality, there is fear. The fearlessness is what? There is no fear. Only in non-duality. Which means, what do you need to do that? You don't need to undo anything here, isn't it? So, seeing the truth, be one's own self being that awareness where there is no fear, is what really discovery of utter fearlessness, becoming free from fear. Therefore, in the Advaitam being only source of security and fearlessness, still this Atma Jnanam, in Atma Jnanam what happens is, one takes ownership of one's own Swarupam being fearlessness. You take ownership of your Swarupam nature being fearlessness. Your Swarupam being absolute security. Is it clear? Whereas, it is the fact. But what happens, there are people who are still very, very frightened of self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is frightening for people who are not yet ready, immature. He says that, look at this. Yoginaha bibhyati hi asmat. Asmat bibhyati. Asmat means what? Atma jnanat asparsha yogat bibhyati. It means some aspirants or some seekers of the truth, still they are frightened, they are very, very scared, they are frightened of this ஆத்மஜானம், செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். நோ வை? பிகாஸ் ஜென்ரலி பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஒப்பீனியன் ஆர் திஸ் த வியூ ஆர் தே ஆர் கிவன் டு திஸ் ஓரியன்டேஷன். They're conditioned by their own thinking. What is the thinking? Only in maintaining relationships, only in having relations, I have, what now, security. If I don't have relations, I don't have relationships, then there's no security. I feel very, very insecure. I cannot be just by myself. I need to be in the company of people, company of friends, company of society, company of something, because there's always, I feel insecure. It's a general view, not only than the view, it is a fact only, that is how there is orientation. Our minds are so much given to this orientation and thinking. Isn't it? We need to be. Whereas in Atma Jnanam, what happens? You see the Mithyatvam, everything is falsified as Mithya. Mind, everything is falsified as Mithya. Your body and the bodies you see externally, everything is mithya. Everything is very factually falsified as mithya. Which means, when you take ownership of the Atma, it is the pure awareness which is the only truth. Which is of the nature of relationlessness. Connectednessness. Connectionlessness. Because in Advaitam, non-duality of the self, there it really, because there no relation, no connection, no relationships, no associations, means what? Immediately, you feel very insecure. You feel very insecure. It is because of immaturity. Even that is why you cannot be by yourself even for some time. I'm living alone, you know. People will say that. So what? Be happy about it. No. That is why even if you are alone here, you are not by yourself. You always have the company of something. Watch television. Why? I can't be just without doing anything. I cannot remain quiet for some time. I cannot be by myself. To watch, I need the company of the television. Why? All the children have gone out, husband has gone out, I can't be by myself, so I watch television. Otherwise, I need to read some book. I'm not saying reading is bad. Okay. When nothing else, I cannot be just by myself. I need the company of something. Emotionally, I'm very needy. Okay. I need the companionship. I need to read the book, I need to watch the television, nobody else is there, just call somebody, let me call Nina. What is she doing? In a way, call somebody. So you have the companionship where? The phone. I tell you, because telephones also help you, you know, it's all for satisfying our own emotional needs. All the communication, you know, the media, all these the facilities are for us to be emotionally secure, to enjoy, entertain some companionship and companions. You cannot be by yourself. You need to be in the company of something, then you feel secure. You don't even know that you feel, we are the very expression of insecurity. You cannot be quiet at all. You need to call somebody. Nothing else is, that is why even when you are talking on the phone also you can scribble and then without your knowledge how much drawing you have made, put down, you don't even know. It's all because of the restlessness and agitation is an expression of insecurity, and you need to be in the company of somebody or something. Because in duality, there is relationships. Relationships are possible. There are relations. Therefore, there is sense of security. In non-duality, relations are not possible. Okay? Therefore, what now? You feel helpless and supportless. You feel insecure. But very frightening. See, I'm not saying we should not have relationships. To live in this world, we have to be prudently, intelligently maintain relationships with everybody in the world, overlooking their their commissions and omissions. You have to maintain relationship, because you live in this world, relationship is very, very important. That is different. I'm not saying you should not. Shastram does not say go and don't talk to anybody, live like on a piece of rock. No. Because life is interdependence. So we have to have relationships. We have to have relations, isn't it? Everything is must in this world, but we should be emotionally independent of relationships for our happiness. For moksha, for sukham, for real security, there's no security. Without being dependent on relations and relationships for security, if you maintain relationships and if you have relations in the world, then that is fine. That's a healthy relationship. Know that. You are dependent on relationships and relations for your security, very, very dangerous. That is when you become emotionally shattered. You know, for your security, you are dependent on relationship, and you will be shattered when the relationship breaks. Relations resolve. Understand what I'm saying? That is why Shastram does not say should not have relationships and relations. But you ought to see there's no real security in physical emotional relationships. Any association is meant for dissociation. Any relations will come to an end. Everything will come to an end. There's no real security at all. The only real source of absolute security is what? In taking ownership of your Swarupam, being relationlessness. Clear? Therefore, if people are not ready, what happens? Yoginaha asmat bibhyati. And they listen to the Vedanta class and they'll say, my God, it is useless class. It is not at all practically useful. That does not go for his class anymore. So Shastra, in fact, in the light of this knowledge, you can maintain better relationship with everybody, with a better accommodative nature. That is different. Relationships are must. Relations are inevitable in this world, but you must be prudent that there is no security. Without being dependent on relationships for security, if you maintain relationships, enjoy relations, there is no problem. Understand? That is why this is self-knowledge is very frightening for people. Because I hope you get it. Yoginaha bibhyati hasmat. Now, abhaye bhaya darshinaha. Abhaye bhaya darshinaha. See, what happens in self-knowledge, even the very I-sense resolves. Abhaye bhaya darshinaha means people see the Atma. The Atma Jnanam which is the self-knowledge is the only source of security. Why? Because self is the only source of security. Self is of the nature of fearlessness. Self is free from fear. Self is the only source of security. Therefore, it is the self-knowledge which alone will free you from fear for good. Therefore, self-knowledge is what? Abhaya. Abhayaha asparshayogaha. What is that which will free you from sense of insecurity? Nothing else. The sense of insecurity with all your hanging arounds and holding on to things, having your hooks everywhere all over the jagat, still you will feel very insecure. What is that which will free you from sense of being insecure? Tell me. It is the self-knowledge which alone will free you from the sense of insecurity, the sense of being insecure. Therefore, asparsha yogaha eva abhayaha. That which alone will bless you with the freedom from sense of insecurity is abhayaha asparsha yogaha. Understand, non-frightening, fear-removing, self-knowledge. Understand, but what happens? People see the self-knowledge as very frightening. Bhayadarshinaha, abhaye bhayadarshinaha, non-frightening, fear-removing, fear-resolving self-knowledge is what now? Looked up, seen as frightening. They see, oh my God, bhayam. Self-knowledge, very frightening. Why very frightening? Because in self-knowledge, you have to lose yourself. Don't physically lose yourself. Cognitively, intellectually, you lose your identity. Losing one's identity is what? Very frightening. I'm holding on to this strong, heavy body as a big person, isn't it? Now you lose your in self-knowledge when you understand this, there is no knower, I, other than awareness. It is typically like there's no wave, there's only water. Wave is water. What happens? Wave is lost in the water. It's called losing. Understand now? There's no physical loss. There's no gross loss. But intellectually, lost. Wave is water means wave. Wave is, there's no wave. It's only water. Similarly, what is clay? I don't want to say I am, okay? I, there's no I. It's awareness. I am awareness. The knower is awareness. I, the knower, am awareness. There's no knower. Solid knower. There's no I other than awareness. Means I is lost. Understand? Called losing oneself. Cognitively losing oneself. Oneself means what? The I sense. One's I sense. Not don't self, okay? Self cannot be lost. You are the self. Losing one's I sense in awareness is what? Ahankara nasha. There's no physical destruction of ahankara. Physically, ahankara cannot be destroyed. Ahankara nashaha means losing the I sense, resolving the I sense through the vision of the truth of I, being awareness, the consciousness. Cognitive, isn't it? Then, that losing one's identity with the grass, something solid, is also what? Very frightening for immature people. That is, some people find this self-knowledge very frightening. Is it clear? That is why Mandukya, third chapter, people will slowly drop, the numbers will drop. Tattva Bodha is okay, some excitement. And Vedanta Sar is okay, and then that Dipti Shivaka is okay. And slowly, when that is why we don't know, imagine, if people come for the first class, they come to a Mandukya class. You are not there. Finished. I'm not saying, see, very beautiful, it makes you think a lot. Abhaye bhaya darshinaha. Why people see very self-knowledge very frightening? Because you have to lose solid gross identity. Losing the gross identity, subtle identity, and losing the identity and losing your essence in the very abstract awareness and saying that you are not, that is only awareness. Then you can see what? Everything that is here is only awareness. Only then you can resolve the grossest universe in the most abstract, subtlest consciousness. Most abstract, subtlest consciousness you have to resolve. Isn't it? What a vision that is. Bhayadarshinaha. Okay. Now with this, self-knowledge topic is over. Now the interesting thing is, now the teacher is going to introduce the topic of contemplation. Now, hereafter, from verse number 40. So 40th karika to until the 47th karika, in 8 karikas, the nididhyasanam is clearly discussed, analyzed, presented. So before we enter into the Nididhyasanam, we will see few things connected to Nididhyasanam. What we should be informed of before we enter into Nididhyasanam. Okay? You think we should have break and come back? Okay. A very interesting topic comes. Hope you enjoyed morning class. Isn't it? Really Ganga Snanam. Real Ganga Snanam you had today.
Thank you.
You are soaked in knowledge already. Go and come.